Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. I'm also proud to add that I've been nominated for a 2024 GLAAD Media Award for Outstanding Blog. In this week's headlines, a non-binary 16-year-old in Oklahoma died one day after a physical altercation in a high school restroom. A city in Missouri declares itself a safe haven for LGBTQ people. GLECA, the Gay and Lesbian Entertainment Critics Association, has announced its winners of the 2024 Dorian Film Awards. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. In Oklahoma, 16-year-old Nex Benedict, who identified as non-binary, died one day after a physical altercation in a high school restroom with three older girls. According to family members, Nex had been routinely bullied for nearly a year over their gender identity. The bullying apparently erupted into full-blown violence on February 7th, when Nex suffered severe head injuries during what the Owosso Police Department described as a, quote, physical altercation at Owosso High School. The local NBC News affiliate reported receiving a tip from a woman claiming to be the mother of Nex's best friend. She said that three older girls were beating Nex and her daughter in the girls' bathroom. She also said that one of the girls involved in the incident was, quote, repeatedly beating Nex's head across the floor, end quote. Sue Benedict, Nex's mother, told the Independent she was called to the school that day to find Nex badly beaten with bruises over their face and eyes and scratches on the back of their head. She took Nex to the Bailey Medical Center, where Nex was treated and discharged. While at the hospital, an Owosso High School resource officer conducted an interview with Nex and their mother. The police department released the officer's body cam footage of the interview on February 23rd. In the interview, Nex describes how they were bullied by three girls for, quote, the way that we dress. On the day of the incident, Nex says they were laughing with their friend and the three girls apparently mocked them, saying, why do they laugh like that? Tired of months of being bullied, Nex says they poured water on them, referring to the three girls. Nex then added, they came at me, they grabbed my hair, I grabbed onto them. I threw one of them into a paper towel dispenser, and then they got my legs out from under me, got me on the ground, and started beating the shit out of me. And then my friend tried to jump in and help, but I'm not sure. I blacked out.
Wait, okay, the bathroom.
We were going to stack chairs, and after we stacked chairs, we mm-hmm. went to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I was talking with my friends, they were talking with their friends, and we were laughing, and they had said something like, why do they laugh like that? And mm-hmm. they were talking about us in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up there and I poured water on them.
Okay.
And then all three of them came at me.
Then at that point, what happened?
They came at me. They grabbed on my hair. I grabbed on them. I threw one of them into a paper towel dispenser. And then they got my legs out from under me and got me on the ground, trying to beat the shit out of me.
Okay.
And then my friends tried to jump in and help. But I'm not sure I blacked out.
According to the mother, Nex went to bed with a sore head, but eventually fell asleep while listening to music. The next day, Nex was getting ready to go to Tulsa with their mother for an appointment when they collapsed in the family living room. The mother called an ambulance, and EMT officers arrived to find Nex had stopped breathing. Nex was declared dead that evening in the hospital. The Owosso Police Department has issued a statement saying, quote, preliminary information from the medical examiner's office is that a complete autopsy was performed and indicated that the decedent did not die as a result of trauma. At this time, any further comments on the cause of death are currently pending until toxicology results and other ancillary testing results are received. The official autopsy report will be available at a later date, end quote. A police spokesman, however, confirmed to the news site Popular Information that there's still a possibility of a murder charge. The accusations of bullying and the school altercation have drawn particular interest from LGBTQ advocates and allies, along with criticism towards officials overseeing Nex's case. Several advocacy groups have said Oklahoma right-wing extremist rhetoric surrounding gender and sexual identity were contributing factors in Nex's death. According to an online obituary, Nex loved nature and especially their cat, Zeus. Nex also enjoyed The Walking Dead, drawing, reading, cooking, and playing Ark and Minecraft. A GoFundMe campaign was launched to raise funds for Nex's funeral expenses with a goal of $15,000. As I record this, over $150,000 has been donated. Nex's mother shared on a post at the GoFundMe page that Nex's headstone will reflect their chosen name, and the rest of the donations will go to other children dealing with the right to be who they are in Nex Benedict's name. In related news on the topic of bullying, let's flip the script and head over to Columbia, Missouri, where the city council declared the city a safe haven for LGBTQ people this past week in a 6-1 vote. According to reports, the city council meeting was packed with supporters for the measure. The ordinance says that Columbia is a safe place for people to express their support for LGBTQ people. It makes the enforcement of a 2023 state law banning gender-affirming care the lowest priority for law enforcement in the city, and establishes policies for working with other jurisdictions trying to prosecute people for getting or helping others get gender-affirming care. The ordinance reads, quote, "The City Council affirms that being LGBTQ is not a disorder, disease, illness, deficiency, or shortcoming, and commits to finding ways to improve social outcomes for LGBTQ Colombians," end quote. City Council member Nick Noth, who voted in favor of the ordinance, told the local ABC News affiliate, quote, "It's really unfortunate that we even have to consider this," end quote. Some people who spoke against the ordinance at the city council meeting said it would take away their right to express their religious views, or, as some might say, their bigotry. But the majority of the comments were in support of the ordinance, which included testimonies from several transgender students from the University of Missouri who shared experiences of being bullied and felt that the ordinance would make them feel safer while living in Missouri. In international news, a convention celebrating My Little Pony in Russia was deemed LGBT propaganda by authorities and shut down by federal agents. The Miamore Convention was closed by organizers early last weekend after officers arrived at the venue in the Russian capital, despite police being unable to find evidence of illegal activity. Organizers of the event posted on social media, quote, "The police received a complaint claiming that our event promoted non-traditional relationships and related symbols, adult content for minors, and general horror and darkness. Two police checks did not uphold these complaints," end quote. They said police initially asked them to shut the event down a few hours earlier than originally planned. However, the organizers decided to close the convention even earlier after hearing unconfirmed reports that more officers were heading towards the venue. Both organizers and volunteers were able to leave without incident. Although aimed at children and focused on the magical power of friendship, My Little Pony has previously prompted anxiety in Russia, with some fearing that the show could run afoul of the country's anti-LGBTQ legislation. One character, Rainbow Dash, has a rainbow-colored mane. Oh my. A Russian movie database actually changed its rating for the animated series to an adult-only 18+ in December 2023, not long after the Russian Supreme Court banned what the government called the LGBTQ movement in Russia, labeling it an extremist organization. The ruling was part of a crackdown on LGBTQ people in the increasingly conservative country where traditional family values have become a cornerstone of President Vladimir Putin's 24-year rule. Russian laws prohibit public displays of symbols of extremist organizations, and at least three people who displayed rainbow-colored items have received jail times or fines since the ruling. For its 15th Dorian Film Awards, Galeka, the Society of LGBTQ Entertainment Critics, fully embraced All of Us Strangers, writer-director Andrew Hayes' fantastical and tear-inducing tale of two troubled souls falling for each other in lonely London. The acclaimed film was honored with three Dorian Film Awards. So, two things I'll note up front. One, I am a voting member of Galeka, and two, if you check back to my Best of 2023 podcast, you'll see I named All of Us Strangers as my favorite film of the year. All of Us Strangers is currently available to stream on Hulu. The 500-member-strong Galeka, one of the largest entertainment journalist organizations in the world, named All of Us Strangers both Film of the Year and LGBTQ Film of the Year, and also awarded Hay LGBTQ Screenplay of the Year. In a tight race for Film Director of the Year, it was so tight, folks, even Martin Scorsese didn't make Galeka's shortlist. Greta Gerwig was honored for helming the huge best-selling crowd-pleaser, Barbie. Overall screenplay honors went to newcomer Sammy Birch for May December, a clever riff on a true-life American scandal of the 1990s. Anatomy of a Fall earned non-English language film of the year. Galeka's inaugural genre film of the year was Poor Things, an interesting twist on Frankenstein that also took visually striking film. Galeka has genderless acting categories, with 10 performances nominated in each category. Film Performance of the Year honors went to Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, and Supporting Performance of the Year went to Charles Melton for his work in May-December. Galeka's Career Achievement Award, titled Timeless Star, went to Jodie Foster for her exemplary career marked by character, wisdom, and wit. For a full list of winners of the 15th Dorian Film Awards, head over to, where else? TheRandyReport.com. I'll have a link in the show notes. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every single day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. I'm going to close this episode with the latest from out recording artist Neary, whose latest single, spoiler alert, takes listeners on a journey that challenges conventional notions of love, desire, and the intricate interplay between authenticity and materialism. Set against a hypnotic bassline, the Europop soundscape pairs well with just a touch of tribal rhythm, as Neary's confident, shimmering vocals weave a tale of devotion and human connection. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time. Here's Neary's Spoiler Alert. Spoiler alert.
luxurious. Spoiler alert. Down on my knees like I'm praying for your love. You say you want a mansion, square feet and attention. $100 million, a pool boy and a butler. And I know that you want it all, so put it on my platinum. And if the feeling's mutual, all the glitter is gold, all the glitter is gold, gold. Spoiler alert, I'm gonna do you good. I'm here to serve you like nobody else could. Luxurious, spoiler alert. Down on my knees like I'm praying for your love. Nobody else could. Luxurious, spoiler alert. Down on my knees like I'm praying for your love. Spoiler alert, I'm gonna do you good. I'm here to serve you like nobody else could.